Hey, and welcome back to The Hot Slice. Hey, this is the podcast brought to you by Pizza Today Magazine. I am executive editor Denise Greer, and with me today is Josh Cowan, our creative director. Hey, Josh.
Hello, Denise. Nice to see you on this beautiful, whatever day it is. I've lost count on what day it is.
Yeah, I don't know. It's sunny outside. That's all I know.
That's all I know.
That's all I got for you.
So, Denise, we are 25 days from Pizza Expo.
The excitement
is mounting. We just shipped out our August issue. It's weird.
Yes,
you know, we're used to Pizza Expo in March, so we're used to saying March issue, but it's the August issue with the show guide and everything.
Oh,
and
man.
I'm super excited. I'm ready to get to Tony's on Sunday night, eat some really good pizza and start the week. So
that's when you're going to know it's real and official, is when we're sitting down at Tony's having a Brooklyn.
Right.
That's both of our favorite pizzas at Tony's. So,
Speaking of the Brooklyn, I did order a 3-pack from Gold Belly of Tony's pizzas a couple weeks ago, and I got the Brooklyn. And I tell you what, you know, it was an overnight ship, and you know, I was like, you never know how, you know, when you put it in your oven. Yeah. It was perfect. Yeah. It was perfect. Yeah. It was crispy. It was amazing. So, yeah, if you're on the fence about this is a free plug, but if you're on the fence about ordering, you know, pizzas from across the country, go for it. It is amazing.
Hey, and here's a plug for the magazine. So in the next issue, in the August issue, I covered the frozen market and what it means to be a small operator and being able to tackle frozen and nationwide delivery. So don't forget to read that in the August issue. Okay, enough plugging. Let's talk about our guest, because our guest is awesome. I love her.
When you told me that she was coming on the show, I was like, oh yeah, I have so much to say to her. I have so much to ask her. She's been on a whirlwind of a last year. I mean, she's really, broke out. So, tell us who the guest is today.
All right. So today we're talking to Nicole Russell from Last Dragon Pizza in Rockaway, New York.
And also the host of Pizza Wars from First We Feast. You can find that on YouTube, and we'll have a link in the
description
for her show. It's so much fun. You know, the episodes are probably around 12, 13 minutes long. Mm-hmm. So easily digestible, just quick and fun. And the guests, everything from the guests to the judges, and of course, Nicole, are all top notch, and they're all so entertaining as well.
Absolutely. And she makes a fantastic host. She's on it. She knows what she's doing. She's so good. And I can't wait to talk
for sure
to her about it, because it's just amazing. There's a lot of other good things going on with her. She did a pop-up at Lucali. She's going to be on my Women in Pizzas panel at Pizza Expo. So I'm very excited to have her on the panel. So that's one. Go ahead and mark that down, everybody. If you go to Pizza Expo, you got to come to my panel to make sure we fill the room for her and the other women that are going to be on the panel.
Yeah. And we talked to her about, you know, maybe opening a location soon and her thoughts behind that. So it's we touch on a lot of subjects, and it's a really great podcast.
And it's entertaining. I think you're going to love it.
It's very entertaining. So thanks a lot, guys. And be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you like to listen to podcasts at. We're not going solo Spotify. They're not paying us to go solo. So we're everywhere. Yeah. We're everywhere. So anyway.
We keep the episodes on pizzatoday.com. There's a little button for podcasts up at the top. And then, hey, once in a while, if you can give us a like on these episodes, that'll help us get a little higher on the reach for other people to find us too.
We sure would appreciate it. And without any further ado, it's Nicole Russell.
Performance Food Service is proud to deliver high-quality products, innovative technology, and custom operational solutions to restaurants of all sizes across the country. The flagship division of Performance Food Group, with deep roots in the restaurant industry, Performance Food Service has been the exclusive distributor of the Roma family of brands for more than 65 years. This signature relationship has allowed Performance Food Service to become a leader in the pizza and Italian segment of food service nationwide.
With extraordinary pizza cheese comes extraordinary rewards. Only Baccio Exceptional Italian Pizza Cheese offers the Gold Club Rewards program with monthly cash back on every cheese purchase. Members also receive funds twice a year to use in their exclusive marketing store. It's their way of saying grazie to customers. Schedule a demonstration at bocciocheese.com/hotslice and discover how rewarding Boccio Exceptional Italian Pizza Cheese can be. Pizza is your legacy. Build it with Boccio.
So, Nicole, big things are happening for you right now. Why don't you go ahead and share with us what is happening with you right now, because I am so excited.
I just completed a whole season of Pizza Wars.
Yay!
And I'm super excited for you guys to see the whole thing. It was just, you know, when they asked me to do the show, you know, I didn't know. I was just like, oh, okay, you know, all right, I'll just do the show. Stand here, do what? No? I make pizza all the time, sure, you know what I'm saying? But it turned out to be so wonderful. I'm just as shocked on this side as you are on that side.
I got to tell you, you are a brilliant host. And for those of you that have not watched it, it is a series that you can find on YouTube. And we will put a link to the channel and to the episodes in our description, because the show is great. And you as a host and the guests you bring on you are doing as far as finding all of these really fun pizza trends and actually making those and competing with people for them. That is so fun. So what's been your favorite thing about the show so far?
The favorite thing about the show, I would say my favorite thing would be everything about it, honestly. But I would say, you know, I feel like I really have another family with the First We Feast family. I love the whole crew and the producers. They're great. Mm-hmm. You know, Chris, everybody, they're wonderful. And then on top of it, I get to meet all these great people, and when they come on, they give me the best advice.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. They give me all of this realistic advice, because I'm in that progress still of, I'm going to open a place. And it's not that I can't open a place. I'm just trying to find what feels right to me. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I want to get that place and be like, yes. This is where I don't want to just feel like, oh, I'm pressured, because there really is no pressure, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, but the only pressure I feel is that I do want to create an experience for, you know, all of my followers and people that, you know, have been with me from day one. I am pressured to do that. Like, I want to just, you know, I want people who love the movie The Last Dragon to have a home at Last Dragon Pizza too. So that pressure is there. But at the same time, I want to make sure that I pick a place and a situation that feels good. I want to feel good about it. You know what I mean? I don't want to feel like, and it would just be unnecessary to do that to myself. And the advice, let me tell you, they're coming through. Like, I'm not even asking. They're like, listen. You're thinking about getting a restaurant? Let me tell you. And they tell me all the, you know, the woes, you know, like, tell me like, I don't see my family. You know, I lost all my money. Or make sure you don't use your money, once you do that, that's it. You're not going to have time for nothing else. Mm-hmm. You're in a good position right now. You know, tread lightly. Don't rush and get into a restaurant. And, you know, I want to do what you're doing. Yeah. And I'm like, wow. Okay. All right. I will take my time.
Absolutely. Yeah, that sounds like very helpful advice. I mean, all sounds like really helpful advice and great advice, because taking your time right now, especially, is the way to go. And you, like I said, you got everything going for you. Yeah. You can take your time.
Yeah. You're doing things right. You're getting your knowledge base at the beginning of the process. You know, we've seen you at Expo and at Pizza and Pasta Northeast for years. We know that you're out there and you're talking to industry people. We know that you're doing Last Dragon from out of your home, that you're perfecting your style, you're perfecting what you have going. And so that means that you're jumping off from the right starting place. And we did a checking in with you a little while ago, but you hadn't done that pop-up yet. I would really like to know what it was like to pop up at Locale, because, Katie in our office, with which she'll be editing this, the sound bites, but, she cried when she was at Locale.
She had a tearful moment. We were in the back there eating in the garden, and she had a tearful moment. You know, she was like, this is it. This is her first trip.
Sitting,
Her first trip to New York, she was back there. She was back there eating. I was like, you don't even know.
I still feel the same way. You always see me there. And every time I go, I'm always feeling the same exact way from when the first time I went there. Like, you just can't help but feel, I don't know if it's the place, if it's Mark, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
You can't help but feel lucky.
Yeah.
There's a vibe right there. It's just like, it's a vibe. I don't know.
Yeah.
And he's perfected it, and I've learned so much from him. Mm-hmm. And he's always so forthcoming. I mean, you know, I just brought Vito Iacopelli with me to Locali. He's like a great guy. Yeah, he had one bucket list place he wanted to go. He was going back to Italy. He was like, he was just talking to the crew. He was like, oh, I really want to go to Locali's. And I was just like,
look at you.
Yeah, you know, like, do me a solid, you know.
We got to get him on the show sometime.
He's wonderful.
You have to help us hook that up.
Oh, sure. Like, you know, he had so much on his plate, you know what it is? And what you have to respect about him is he does what he's his own person, and he does what he wants to do. And that's the goal, right? And I think we're kindred spirits in the same sense, where I started my piece of business the way I wanted to start it. And I did what I wanted to do. And we've created this great rapport and respect with one another. And there's genuine love between both of us, like friends, like, you know what I mean? I care about him, and he cares about me. And I just think that's wonderful. And with that said, like, so Lucali's that night, oh my goodness. So when I first went, he first offered it to me, he said, start here Tuesdays, right? With an S, right? Tuesdays. Yeah. So I prepared to get my pizza just right for that place and just for the standard level.
Yeah, and that oven,
no pressure at all.
Yeah, right? So that completely changed my life, because it really opened up my experimentation with flour and dough and everything. It really made me sit down and read and hone in on all my skills and everything like that. And that night was so perfect that I was like, oh, I'm not doing this again. Not that I can't do it again, but I was just like, a night at Lucali's, period.
I'm going on top. going out on top.
Like, mic drop, ball.
Yeah.
Like, we're not doing this every week and spoiling you guys and you get to come. No, mic drop, ball. Yeah. So I told him, I was like, he was like, anyway, you need to find your place. He was like, you need to find a place for yourself. He was like, you are ready, you know? And I was like, all right. And that's the only reason, because for years I said, oh, I don't want a restaurant. I just want to, you know, I want to do more manufacturing, which is still on my heart. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just getting a taste of that, being able to create an experience for people.
The restaurant vibe, it's one of a kind.
You get bitten by it, and it's like, oh my gosh, you know.
I know the last time we had talked, you said you were going to lean a little more on the manufacturing route, and then
I'm getting my, you know, I have a lot of things happening, right? Yeah. And I'm building a team slowly to help me, because it's like I'm getting like,
gotta have it.
Right. And then, you know, I have a broker that takes me out, and I go places, you know.
Yeah,
he's always calling me and shooting me places. And you know, and the manufacturing, I wanted it to be like a place where the kitchen was big enough, where not like Keste, you know, Keste is huge, right? That's like gold, right? But a big enough kitchen where I can do a little manufacturing there and still run a business there, you know. I mean, you know, delivery, takeout, and dine in.
Have you been to DeFara's, like, their Go Stop?
No, I
talked to Maggie about that.
I meant to.
Oh, you got to see it.
They're so nice to me. They reach out to me, but I have not been there. Something I got to do.
Yeah, because they're doing a Go Stop, and it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
It's a pretty neat setup with their frozen line, and then and then their ghost delivery.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, do a ghost kitchen, and then I'm like, yeah, you know, I don't mind, but I kind of want to do like
the front of
the
house.
Like, I feel like I just want to do the experience. I had the ghost feeling already.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. You've been ghost for a while.
Like, you know.
So is your neighborhood where you're at right now? I mean, that is your home base. People love you there. Is that the ideal spot where you'd like a place? No, or are you looking more in like some other areas of Brooklyn? Yeah, or
I've been looking in the city. Right. Okay.
Lower East Side. Excellent.
Yeah. And the thing is that I love Rockaway. I would do something in Rockaway seasonal or provide another manufacturing facility here, you know, for Rockaway where I can create jobs out here. But the real estate out here is kind of touch and go. It's like, it's a lot of politics in Rockaway, right? I don't want to play politics. I just want to, you know, do what I want to do. Like, oh, are you going to be down here or up here? Are you going to do this? And this is too close to this business. And that's too close to that. You know, it's like they get real. And I just want no parts
of that. I just want to do my pizza thing.
Yeah. I want to have fun. I want to vibe. I want to be, you know what I mean? Like, I want to be able to create an experience. I don't want, these nightmares with the residents. Like, it's too loud. And it's too, you know, great places open up in Rockaway. And then the residents shoot themselves in the foot. First, there's nothing, right? And then they complain nonstop because they can.
Yeah.
Right? So it's kind of like, I don't want to deal with that. I want to still keep my love for Rockaway. You know, maybe I'll do like something separate. Like, hey, come see me for this week. I'll be blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And I'll still pop ups. Yeah.
Yeah. And then come see me in the city.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just right over the bridge. Let's go. Like, you know?
Absolutely.
So, I want to get back to the show just a little bit and when they first approached you and everything and like kind of lay it out, you know, like how. Did they come up with the idea or did you guys kind of coordinate the idea?
It's kind of like, so what happened was they contacted me in 2020 and they came up with the idea, but it's kind of based on me. Exactly. Right. Yeah. Like I am someone that is, the last dragon of pizza on a mission to be, you know, to hone my skills and be a top pizzola in the world. Right.
Yes.
So it's like, let's just throw a competition in there. So it was like, I was the perfect fit. Like, I'm not a professional. I'm not the seasoned 30-year, grew up in a restaurant person. You know, I'm someone that just honed my skills, you know, self-taught with a lot of people that helped me along the way.
Yeah.
You know, tips here, you know, training there, whatever. And can I go toe-to-toe with a big, you know, pizza person or food person or like that? So
the answer is like yes.
That way. Oh, well, thank you.
You're on quite the winning streak, by the way.
no comment because I need you to see the whole thing. But I do. I'm here for a reason. But like they felt like I was a perfect fit for that because it was like I really am studying the craft of pizza. I am knowledgeable like a pizza person. Yeah. At the same time, I still have a ways to go, you know?
Yeah.
So there's a journey there.
And you know, with this show, you're getting, you know, out of your comfort zone. You're creating, Detroit style, pizza in a cup. I mean, you're doing everything. So you're really getting
out of your comfort zone. Was my favorite. Oh my gosh. Because first of all, I love the jerk and I in fact quote the jerk quite often. But the whole idea of that pizza in a cup and it looked so good. Like the fact that it was just flowing over that mug and
it was super like silly, but I was super proud of it. Yeah. I was very proud of it because it really did look like a pizza in a cup. And and the challenge was like to recreate Babish's pizza in a cup. And I did it. And he thought I did a better job than what he did, you know, on his channel. And when I saw what he did on his channel and how many hits it got, I was like, wow, you know what? I think I could do this, like put my spin on it. And we did it. So everything that we do, we talk about behind the scenes and, you know, and figure out what they wanted me to do, like a meatball pie. And I was like, from another movie. And I was like, that's so regular. Like,
right.
Like, let me tackle this pizza in a cup.
Yeah, we need some viral stuff here. Let's get pizza in the cup.
We need something that's going to catch. So can you tell us, have you signed on to a second season?
Second season coming.
Yes.
Oh, nice. I'm so excited.
How many episodes in a season are you guys shooting?
Well, so far they say six, but it could depend. We did seven in this one. It can depend, but I think it's like six.
It's like six. So I'm going to switch gears real quick because you and I are going to be together in Las Vegas at Pizza Expo. I'm moderating the Women in Pizza panel. Nicole's on it. We have Nicole Bean from Pizarro's.
And love Nicole.
And then we also have Rachel Cope from Empire Slice House in Oklahoma City. And she's created quite the empire there in Oklahoma City. So we have some very different operators doing different things. So I'm very excited to get y'all on the same stage and talk about your experiences. Kind of give us a little sneak peek. What do you want to share about being a woman in the industry and being a Black woman in the industry? You know, what is this experience like for you? And where do you want to take your career?
Well, being a woman or a Black woman in the industry, I feel like it's good for representation. I do. Mm-hmm. I do. I feel like it's good to see. I think that, you know, I had some Filipino friends over, let's say, and they were so surprised I was Black, making Black, period. being a great pizza maker. So I'm just like, it's 2021.
Yes.
I make pizza. Like, yes, you know what I mean? I can learn. I mean, so, but it's just so strange and foreign to some people. So I think the more and more that I'm out there, people will say, oh yeah, this is like a worldwide thing. I mean, pizza is the number one food in the world. The world.
Absolutely.
The world. I did a whole business plan on it. It's not like I'm just saying it. It's one of the top foods in the world, if not the top food in the world. So, of course, people of all different backgrounds are making pizza. Absolutely. And as a woman, I feel like, yes, it's time for us to come from behind the scenes, because there are a lot of women behind the scenes, and step in front of the scenes and, you know, let it be known, like, it's our recipe. It's our dough, you know, like we're making these recipes, we're making these doughs, we're coming up with these ideas. We're running this restaurant. We're doing operations. We're doing all the stuff. And, you know, like, I feel like, you know, you don't ever hear a lot of women, you know, in the pizza game that are like operators or owners or entrepreneurs. I think all of it is important. All of it is important. And this is like, you know, it's not like women or men, it's women and men. I would be nowhere without the men of the pizza industry. So
absolutely.
I'm never bashing a man. I'm just not that person anyway. Bash a man for what? Like, why would I bash a man? Like, that's crazy. So I'm not even on it like, oh, women or men, or women are better than men.
Right.
No, it's just that, hey,
sharing the spotlight.
And you know what? It's sweeter. It's sweeter. Yeah. Like, you know, it's good when we all work together. It's great. So, So, I think it's wonderful. And I think it's something that needs to be highlighted for sure. Mm-hmm. It's sad, but it needs to be highlighted because, you know, just to say, hey, remember that there's more than just all of these men. But you know what it is? You know what it is, though? I have to give the men, I feel like they're more passionate, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they come to the forefront. But I'm sure there are women that are just as passionate.
Oh, absolutely.
Or a lot of women are getting more passionate.
Yeah.
To some women, it might be like, oh, I had to take this over from my dad. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, I had to take this over, you know, for my family.
Yeah.
Yeah, a business. But there's a lot to be excited about right now. Mm-hmm. Pizza industry. So
absolutely. It's good.
Let the women come forward. Let them get excited. Let them get their passion and
Gary, you're right. You know, the representation is so important, because you know, I've just noticed over the last few years the rise in more women in competing and coming out, and it's just been remarkable. And I think that's the reason. It's like they're seeing more women are seeing more women compete, or more women rise up in the pizza industry, and it's giving them, you know, that added inspiration to just go for it. And it's really great to see.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And Josh, you know, because I mean, as we travel and visit these great pizzerias, and you know, some of them are operated by women, some of them are operated by men, some are operated by couples, partners, you name it. It seems like in the past, maybe the men were more vocal as far as, you know, sharing their experiences, and the woman kind of, you know, it was like, oh, I contribute, but you know,
don't see that anymore.
I feel like more and more, it's like the women are more forthcoming with their roles in the industry. Yeah. You know, because pizza, if you look at the history of pizza, what do you think of when you hear the history of people? You think of grandmas
making
pizza, and and somehow that switched to pizziolos, you know, these guys spinning dough and so, and so, you know, it's just, I feel like the evolution of pizza and who's in it, who's representing it. I mean, we have people of all different backgrounds.
All different toppings, all different ideas.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, I have to mention Vito again, because it was like so like a surreal thing that he's going to be on one of our episodes. And I got to spend a whole day with him. Yeah. And I was explaining to him that, you know, learning the Italian palate is like, you know, I'm not from your background. Like, I don't know what tastes good to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you don't know what tastes good to me.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So like, we were talking about bacon and like, you know, a lot of, you know, Italians use a lot of pork. But as a New Yorker, forget that I'm Black or forget that I'm a woman, just New Yorker, right?
New Yorker.
when we make bacon, bacon has to be brown. Bacon has to be cooked all the way through. Like, we would never have bacon to look
anywhere. Right. I'm right there with you on that.
Right. So I don't know about the rest of the country, but I know in New York, we get a bacon, egg, and cheese, and that bacon is looking all soft. We're like, listen.
Yeah, Louisville, too. We're sending it back.
Right. So he made a bacon, and the bacon was like, oh, kind of soft, but it was good, but it's kind of soft. I would never do that.
Yeah.
So it's good that we learn from each other. Like,
yeah.
All right. Like, so it's just a different palette. It's just a different, you know what I mean? Like, just learning. So it's not always like, oh, this pizza is good or this pizza is bad. It's just palette or what you're used to. Like, someone in Chicago is going to like it one way. Someone in Detroit is going to like it another way. Someone in California is going to like that. Like sexy pizza out there.
Yeah.
New York, they want that. They want to hold it. Someone in Italy is like, no, just like this. Cut it with a scissor. Be careful. Oh, it's pizza. Be careful. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like,
that's funny.
Depending on who you talk to.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? And you've been to Italy. Like, you went to Italy for the competition. And, you know, and I know I saw lots of pictures with you with all the world pizza champions, and you're just having a great time with them.
Yeah.
You know,
fly on the wall.
You know, especially because we're all yearning for travel, and most of us are not able to do international travel right this moment. You know, give us that love for like Italian travel, and when you Italy and compete in Italy,
Italy. Just the most amazing experience. And you know, especially since COVID happened the following year and we couldn't go back, it kind of felt like, so that's it, huh? Like,
that's it.
This is my taste of Italy. I'm done.
Wonderful experience that's just in the ether.
That we did,
you know what I mean? But it was just fantastic because the camaraderie with pizza makers is just wonderful. The tours from Orlando Food that we went on, you know, we went to Chow Tomato, Caputo Flower, you know, we went everywhere. The dinners were just
the dinners.
the you know, walking down in the street in Naples, because they shut the street down, like at the hotel where we stayed at, so you could just walk the streets, you know, and the water was just right there, and you know, people were getting married, people were, you know, it was just so lively and vivacious and wonderful and beautiful. The sun was just perfect, and it was like and it was like kissing your face and kissing you, and you felt like, oh my gosh, the lemons were lemons. So the cheese was cheese, like, you know what I mean? Like, you taste the, you know, I told somebody, like, you eat a piece of cheese in Italy and you could taste, it tastes like butter, like you can taste the fat.
Yeah.
It's the fat in the cheese, because it's like, you know, you can really taste like it's just a different, you know, homegrown kind of soil thing, you know? And the competition was passionate. It was lively. And talk about representation. I was probably the only Black person there.
Yeah.
And sometimes they didn't believe me that I was there. I was like, no. I really.
But it was like, great. No, I'm here. See?
They're like, are you trying? No. I'm really here. You know?
Look, I have a badge.
Like, you trying to sneak into the Trofeo? I'm like, no. I'm really here to see for real.
You're like, let me pull up the 5 Italian words I know.
Right. But no, everybody was with us. So it was like, no, she really does make pizza. They're like, oh, sorry. Like, they couldn't believe pizza. but it was wonderful. It was just every night a celebration. We all got along. Mm-hmm. They were so gracious and kind. I'm talking about the people in Italy, mm-hmm. everything, you know. The gelato place was right next door.
Oh, yes, gelato.
So it was like, you know, cool. Come back to the hotel, get that real gelato.
Not I've
that
heard you can't gelato. Eat American gelato after you have a
Italian Oh, gelato. No. Oh, no. Yeah. And my mother was making the distinction like, oh, the one in Rome? Oh, the one in Rome was like this, and the one in this. I'm looking at her like, just had sherbet last week. What are you talking about?
You just had 31 flavors a few weeks ago. 31
flavors. Now you, all of a sudden you can tell the difference. You think? No, it was so much fun. And I don't know if you know this. My sister passed away. Do you know that?
Yeah, I think I do. I'm so sorry about that.
And no, thank you. And you know, she's my biggest inspiration. Mm-hmm. And you know, she was luckily able to go on a trip too.
Oh, that's amazing. Was,
yeah, so like I just remember we were planning like, oh, we're gonna go back in 2021 when everything's yeah. good. And she had a wonderful time. She loved mm-hmm. Rome. We love exploring, you know, the city at night and getting lost. And then we went to Naples. We had a wonderful time. So I'm going to always be grateful mm-hmm. For that trip to, you know, Orlando wow. Foods and just the people in the pizza community in general. Mm-hmm. Everyone from Tony Gimignani, Johnny, you know, Angelo, everybody, Zozo, Mimo from Zazie's, everybody that I can remember yeah. that was on that trip. You know, Sirhan, everybody. I'm going to always considered them like family to me because yep. we all did that together, you know yeah. what I mean? So it was just remarkable for me and my family, not the trip, but just the way it all went down, you know?
Right.
And they, you know, I talk pizza all the time, but they don't get it, right? They're like, oh, yeah,
why? Like, oh, no, she's talking about pizza again.
Yeah, that's so crazy. Oh, the whole family's like, okay.
They get it. All
right. But then they go and they see the passion, they see the
yeah.
love.
Yeah.
And
like, oh. Get sucked in.
Yeah, they're like, oh,
yep. Wow. And it did a lot for me with my family because they thought I was having a midlife crisis. They were like,
well, that was great. You know, it's yeah, a nice little stamp fun. On there, you know, to say, hey, this is legit. I'm in
yeah.
it.
So. Yeah.
It's we get that about Pizza Expo too. They're like, why are you guys so excited about Pizza Expo? What is that? I mean, it's just. Yeah. It's just a trade show. And I'm like, no, it's not just a trade show. It's like, it's, pizza is the most different trade show that you will ever go to in your life.
Yes, that's the truth.
Yeah.
It changed me because remember, I was home minding my business. I wasn't even coming outside. I was just doing pizza, just minding my business. And then Sirhan is the one who introduced
Oh, really? Me. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
All the credit for that because he's the reason why I came out and I became.
Yeah, get him on the show too.
Yeah. Oh, Sirhan, he's amazing. Yeah. You know, I love Sirhan. So, he's the one that really brought me out. Was like, no, come out. People need to see you. And I was like, okay. And the rest is history.
That's good. Well, I tell you what, we won't eat up too much more of your time, except for I'll ask you this. What are you looking forward to most about Expo? Because we are less than a month away from Expo. So we're
looking forward to
on our seats.
I'm looking forward to seeing my friends.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing my pizza family because mm-hmm. it's real. Like we really do all love each other. And we all, you know, we all like this year, the last year has been so dreadful. Mm-hmm. You know, couldn't go outside, couldn't see your friends, couldn't eat, couldn't drink, couldn't do anything, couldn't socialize. And what better way to catch up with everybody than Pizza Expo?
Yeah.
You know, so I can't wait to see what everyone's doing. You know what I mean? And I'm excited. I'm excited. Mm-hmm.
And so much has happened for you since the last Pizza Expo. It's like,
it's been a ride.
It's been a nice ride. So we look forward to seeing you there and, you know, and we'll get a big hug and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. We're all vaccinated now. Hug away.
When I first met you, you had the camera and I was like, oh my God. So I just really want to say thank you guys. I've always loved you guys and it's a pleasure and I can't wait to see all of you.
I know. I can't wait to see you too.
And Pete LaChapelle, I love him so much.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was in Italy, too.
Yes,
I love
he was.
Him so much. I can't wait to see him. And just, you know, he's been supportive of me from the time I met him. He always gave me great advice from the time I met him. And that's what makes Pizza Today so important. So I want to tell you, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. And thanks for being on with us today. And best of luck with the future episodes. And yes. Keep up the great work. We're loving the episodes. And I just wanted to tell you, the guests that you bring on are so spectacular. I mean,
top notch.
And there's a couple of them I had never heard of, and I'm just like, wow.
I'm like taking notes on who this person is. Yeah, I'm like, I gotta follow them right now. Yeah, so.
They're so good. You know, the production team is serious. They're not playing any games.
Yeah.
And I'm just honored to be a part of it. So I'm just doing my job.
Yes, you are.
Well, best of luck with everything, and thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much. Can't wait to see you guys.
All right, see you in a couple weeks.
All right, take care.
See you.
Bye.